Jen Hartman and Kevin keep on party line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
And welcome to Party Line on this, what feels like a Monday, but it's really a Thursday. I'm pretty thankful about that. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Also, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. And our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz Market, Blackhawk Winery, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Pro by Computer Sales and Service, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, 51 West, BCS in Michigan Town, and Minute Print It. I'm Kevin with WILO News Director Ken Hartman over there. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So just as we were getting ready to go on the air here, we had some technical difficulties. No, the engineer wasn't drinking this early. It was just some computer issues that usually rears its ugly head about once a week. It's when we ask the computer to do too many things at once. And it's a really good computer, too. I don't quite understand what the issue is when we ask it to do three things. But it locked up on me, and as you all know, sometimes the only way to fix a locked-up computer is a hard restart, which we had to do twice. So anyway, there's a ton going on this morning. We've got that pointed in the right direction. I'm answering a bunch of Facebook messages this morning because there were some things blew up last night on Facebook that legally I'm not going to bring up anything about. But we haven't seen the end of some of this stuff.
No, we haven't.
And I don't want to confuse the listeners and let them know what we're not talking about. But we'll just see how this show goes. Let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast first. Cooler today. I've been waiting for this day, Ken, because all week they were talking about... Is that Anita Stewart in there?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is she coming up on our Hope and Vision?
Yes, she is.
Oh, well, she's very punctual. She brought the kids with her, too. That'll be fun. I've been waiting for this day, Ken, because this is my fall day, my first good fall day where it's going to feel like fall, where it's going to be a high of 60. And then mostly cloudy tonight, low down to 45, and cloudy tomorrow too, high 55. Sunshine back in the area Saturday with a high at 58. Now, looking ahead to next week, it does look like Tuesday. Yesterday they were saying Tuesday would be 70, but now they're saying 62 and 65 for the daytime high on Wednesday. So we might be into fall. We might not see any more 80-degree temperatures, Ken.
It's questionable right now.
Yeah. Well, right now it is exactly currently 59 at your official weather station, WILO. As Ken mentioned, Anita Stewart with the United Way coming up here at 8:45 in just about 6 minutes. We got a 5-minute late start due to our computer issues this morning. So, and then at 9 o'clock this morning, Frankfort Police Department going to be probably calling us up. Or Jim Skinner might drop by.
Jim's on summer break.
Oh, is he? The fall break? Yeah, okay. Good for him. Well, hopefully we'll have a representative of the Frankfort Police Department. In the meantime, if there is anything on your mind, you can give Ken and myself a call, 659-3338. I know there's a lot on people's minds because I saw it on Facebook last night. But it's will people call? And anytime you get some lawsuits and stuff involved, people want to clam up because their attorneys tell them not to say anything. And that doesn't bode well for Ken and myself. We're trying to dig and get to the bottom of it. All we want is the truth there and full transparency. So what about this sinkhole on Kelly Avenue?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, you put the story.
Well, that came from Central Dispatch. They said a sinkhole developed, and I don't know in between those two streets. So I have not been over there to go look at it.
Okay. Well, I was expecting you to fake it a little better, Ken, but maybe we can talk about that off the air there. What else do we have? I haven't looked at Clinton County Daily News this morning. Oh, because we don't have email.
Yeah.
And what I need is someone to go to ACCS and knock on the door real loud because they're not answering their phones. It says it's a disconnected number at ACCS, which means they have voice over IP, which means when the internet goes down, they have no phone.
Right.
And so if you call the local ACCS phone number that they've had for 40 million years, it says it's a disconnected, non-working number. So we don't have email here at Casper Media because ACCS is down. So if you can restart the hamster, feed him some Gatorade, do whatever you need to do to please get us our email back because we need our email. Also, if you're anywhere near the downtown area, knock on their door and tell them that Casper Media needs their email and that their phone lines are not working. If not, I'll have to go down after party line and, you know, do that. And I don't really want to. So if you're anywhere near ACCS, please tell them that Ken and Kevin need their email. Party line, good morning.
Kevin, this is Todd.
Hey, Todd, good morning.
Hey, we're having the same problem, and I was just in ACCS, got back in my car, and I heard you talking about it, so I thought I'd call, and they are working on it right now.
Thank you so much, Todd.
You're welcome. Yeah. I just wanted to let you know so you didn't have to go down and knock on their door.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, but they are aware, and we should be back up and going soon.
Okay. Todd Corey, thank you so much, sir.
All right, take care. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Right, you too. Appreciate that. See, that's the immediacy of radio there. So Todd taking care of us, and they are aware of the problem, which I figured they probably were. And so, obviously, USB deals with ACCS email,
yeah,
too,
more than
so.
We do.
Yeah, you think we got problems. They got, yeah. They're dealing with money.
That's right.
okay, so that'll be taken care of. Thank you very much, Todd Corey, for doing that. I've since found out a little more about the story we talked about yesterday, Ken, about the wrap for the Center Township of Clinton County, donating that to the Frankfort Police Department. I read a pretty good article on that last night, and that looks so cool.
Well, that's what I was going to ask Scott or whoever.
Yeah, whoever comes in this morning. Yeah, it'd be cool to get some more details from them. I read an article on what all that can involve and what something like that looks like. And, man, I mean, it was cool when we was talking about it yesterday. I thought, man, this is neat. But you read a little more on it. It's real cool. In the meantime, 659-3338 is the phone number to call. We'll go ahead and bring Anita. I think she brought Junior and Sophia with her. So they're going to come in here live on the radio. I just waved them in. So, and anytime we're dealing with kids, we understand how that is. Hey, you can bring them in if you want to. Yeah, come on. Hi, Sophia. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Junior.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, Anita, is this bring the kids to work? Oh, no, it's fall break,
It's
right?
fall break.
Yeah,
okay.
I was just kidding.
Actually, Jeff had to work today, and yeah? So I had the kids.
Oh, okay.
So,
Are we sure Jeff isn't golfing? Because I thought he retired.
Well, he's semi-retired.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, when he told me he was going to retire, I thought, you don't strike me as the guy who retires and sits around the rest of his life.
No, I don't think so.
All right. So I have to ask Sophia. It's been a while since I've seen you, Sophia. If you recognize Sophia's voice, she helped us out with the what was it? The United Way promotion we had over the summer.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
How's school going for you this year?
Well, you got to talk.
Good.
Good. She was giving me a thumbs up, so that I knew what that meant. Junior, how's school going for you, man?
Good.
Yeah. I think I saw where Anita had shared, was it their report, his report card or both of them? They've done very good. What were your grades the last semester? Didn't you have all A's and B's? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's pretty modest. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Sophia, how are your grades doing this year?
I don't have grades.
Oh, yeah, because you're in the pre-K, right? So they just give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down based on how you're being, right? I think you're being pretty good, though. They look like good remarks.
She was pretty good except in the behavior comment because teacher said that, you know, she doesn't behave badly, but just in the middle of a lecture, she'll get up and say, I need a hug, and go and get a hug. So we're working on that.
Okay. Well, if that's the only problem you have, that's all right. We can usually give a hug. All right. Well, we have Anita in, and we've been talking to her the last couple of weeks on United Way. And then we have the Leading with Hope and Vision here with WILO and the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. So it's been only 5 or 6 days since we've seen you, Anita, but what's the latest? What would you like to share with us this morning?
Well, what I'd like to share is that we have two events coming up, and one of them's coming up on October 27th, so next week. It's where we're having the Dine In or Carry Out with Johnny V's supporting with all three restaurants. He's got the main restaurant, he's got Pepe's, and he's got Greek's.
Mm-hmm.
So we say go over to the main grill and enjoy a nice dinner. Walk over to Pepe's and get you a drink. And
margarita.
Then,
yeah.
And then walk over to Greek's and take a pizza home to the kids. So,
yeah. you got supper covered that
That's
night, right?
Yeah. So, and then he's donating 15% of all proceeds to United Way. So we're really excited about that.
And that was after 4 o'clock day,
4
right?
O'clock,
so
yeah.
That's on the 27th
yes.
of October. So don't forget that.
And then on actually November the 2nd, we have Arnie's, who's actually going to do their first fundraiser since COVID. So they're really excited.
Good.
And then there's actually a coupon that we're putting on like our Facebook, or you can pick it up at United Way office. We're putting it at different locations. Mm-hmm. You can pick it up. You can download it onto your phone. You do have to have the coupon on November the 2nd, and they are doing 20% of all dine-in or carry-out at Arnie's on the 2nd. So pretty excited that all four of the restaurants on the square are supporting United Way, and we just really appreciate what they're doing. So if you're hungry, you know, you want to come out and support your local restaurants and United Way, it's a great way to do it.
Well, I'm hungry each day, so there's no reason not to eat, right?
You
know, that's good.
Come on,
right?
Come on out.
Come on out and support the United Way.
So also, I just want to also say Home for the Night is still on schedule to open on November the 1st, and we're doing a ribbon cutting on November the 1st at 11:30, so pretty excited about that as well. So we got some big things happening in the next couple weeks with United Way, so come on out and support United Way.
So just about anyone could come out and support you on November 1st, right? The more the merrier.
Sure.
For the ribbon cutting and everything. Okay, very good. Ken, you got anything for Anita this morning?
Not really.
Oh, wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, right.
Why?
That hardly ever happens.
We're still going to get him in that costume, don't you think?
No. Oh, yes.
No,
yes.
No, you're not either.
We're doing the costume, yes.
Oh, I think we need
what
to do that.
Costume?
We want to put him in a Halloween costume. Do you think Ken right here would look cute in a Halloween costume? Well, so you
maybe
see.
You should be Minnie Mouse.
Minnie
Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
I think you would play a good character.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think you would be Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse, Ken.
It ain't happening, so I don't worry about it.
Or if his name is Ken, then he should be Ken from Barbie.
Yeah, Ken and Barbie, right? Yeah, we got to find you a Barbie,
maybe,
Ken.
Maybe we get Cindy. I need to go.
Yeah, we'll get Cindy to dress up as Barbie.
Oh, I'm sure she'll love that.
I think you will enjoy that.
We all would, Sophia.
All right.
Well, you guys have a great day and enjoy the rest of your fall break.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. See you guys later. Bye, Sophia.
Bye.
Bye. See you, Junior.
Bye.
want to hug you. You can't because of
the cold. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you a high five. How's that? All right. Yeah. See you next time. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I first met Sophia about a year and a half ago when I went out and painted a couple rooms for Anita and Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there and got to know Sophia quite well. And, boy, she was a bundle of energy 2 years ago. She's grown up a little bit.
Yep. But
she's still a bundle of energy, as you can tell,
mm-hmm.
first thing this morning. All right, we've got about 10 minutes left in the first portion of the program. Again, we'll be talking with Frankfort Police Department coming up here at 9 o'clock. I wanted to say that I got to see Carl Lane yesterday in person, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
He had called me up last week, and I don't know why he thought of me for this, but maybe just because we're in the media. But he said that he had a bunch of VHS tapes in very good shape and two VCRs he wanted to get rid of to a good home. And he knew that I had we had kids and everything, and it might be a good opportunity to watch some Disney movies or have some good movies. And so anyway, Carl gave me like 300 VHS tapes yesterday and a couple VCRs. So I told Shell that I had them, and she said, well, I can't tell you what she said. But she said, hey, we just don't have room for that where we're at. And I said, you know, you're probably right. So right now they're sitting in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So we could pop popcorn and have a movie night at Casper Media if we wanted to. But thank you, Carl. And, of course, you can, if you know Carl, Ken, you can't just stop by and leave.
Mm-mm.
So Carl insisted I sit down. We had a cold water together and a cigarette. And I tried one of his professional rolled ones that his wife does for him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad, I have to admit. But it was good to visit with Carl. And he asked me if we'd ever met. And I said, we did one time about 3 years ago at the senior fair. Matter of fact, you introduced us, Kim.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it was good to sit there and talk to Carl for what started out as 10 minutes, but ended up being about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So it was good to see him, and I appreciate his thoughts on me and consideration for that and everything. And boy, Carl's no different in person. He's the same dude that you get on the phone. And he and I think we solved most of the world problems yesterday over a glass of water. And
problem is nobody's going to listen to you guys. That's
the
problem.
Right? We're just Kevin and Carl. Yeah. So anyway, it was nice to see him and nice to hang out with a Party Line listener a little bit. So 659-3338 is the phone number to call. I saw this on a national website last night, Ken, and I had to click on it and read it. And I saw where we've got it in our show prep this morning that Indiana U.S. Senator Mike Braun says Chicago police officers have an open invitation to move to the state anytime they want.
That's right.
Braun told Fox News yesterday that officers who are frustrated by Chicago's vaccine mandate can come to Indiana and not be forced to get their shots. Hundreds of Chicago cops could be placed on unpaid leave for not abiding by the city's vaccine requirement. Braun says he's ready to connect any Chicago cop who wants to move with an Indiana police department that's hiring. Now, we could always use good cops. I don't know if Chicago is the cream of the crop.
Doubtful.
You better do a little digging on their background before we just say, come on.
I would say any major metropolitan area like that, you better do some digging.
And I know a lot of Democrats will agree with me on this, which would probably surprise a lot of people, but this makes us look like a bunch of dumb, uneducated hillbillies. I have to say that because we're like, yeah, you don't have to get a vaccine. Come on now. You know, I personally think everyone should get the damn thing, right?
Yeah, I do too.
And I know you have reasons, and I've not heard too many good ones yet, honestly. But to just put it out in the national news, come on down. We will not make you get. It just makes us look dumb. I
don't really want to say what I'd like to
maybe
say.
Maybe do it under the table on an email or something, you know. But this is what they're talking about. You go to Indiana, you know, they're not mandated.
I'm not really impressed with Mike Braun anyway.
Which is a big reason for some people to come. I mean, that'll be the reason they come. because we don't have a vaccine mandate right now. I also saw where over 40 groups have requested a sit-down with the president, Biden, on this vaccine mandate that'll be taking effect over the next week or two. For these companies, anyone over 100 employees or more have to have a vaccine mandate. And so all these business or all these companies and special interest groups and stuff want to meet with the president like right now and say, hey, can we figure something else out here? Because it's going to be a real strain on them making the mandates. Now, when you get into government overreach, like a mandate telling you you have to be vaccinated, I'm not supporting that at all. But I still think that people should get their vaccinations.
Well, to me, I know I'll catch some flack on this, and I can't say that I care. But to me, if you really care about yourself and you care about individuals, you get the damn thing.
I think that's what I keep going back to, because I'm all for your rights and your individual rights. But when you start coughing on me and, you know, spewing your stuff, I don't want any part of it. I don't care if I've been vaccinated or not. We had Dennis Bergendorf, who works here for us. He was he had COVID last year. He got vaccinated. He got it again this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I know several people that's happened to. And so we'll continue. The fact of the matter is, nothing has changed from day one since we've had the vaccine. If we'd all just get it, we'd all be done with it.
Well, and the other thing is, as I said yesterday, even the government doesn't know what the heck's going on.
Well, they're trying to tell us they do, because it's now up to the CDC to decide.
And stuff I've seen on the CDC here recently, I just reinforces what I think about the CDC.
Well, it's up to them now to decide on more COVID boosters. An advisory panel meets today to consider another dose from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The FDA granted emergency use yesterday and also said it's okay to mix and match vaccines
that
as booster
question.
Shots. I know. I was really surprised
did
by
you,
that.
Did you see the one on Johnson & Johnson this morning? They're filing for bankruptcy because their baby powder caused cancer.
Yeah, and this is Johnson & Johnson lost all credibility with me this morning.
Yep.
This is the shadiest way to do business. It's Johnson & Johnson company is considering filing bankruptcy to get rid of 40,000 lawsuits claiming that their baby powder causes cancer. Of course, they deny the claims and have spent $1 billion fighting mm-hmm. this.
Yep.
They stopped selling baby powder in the U.S. and Canada last year. But that's pretty darn shady, just filing bankruptcy on those, and then you keep all your profits over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shouldn't be allowed to happen, man.
Yep.
So what's the least ordered menu at McDonald's?
Hot tea.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Because most people don't even know it exists.
Yeah, I didn't know they offered it. A McDonald's employee whose family owns several locations made a TikTok video saying, "You're right, Ken, hot tea is never ordered, but iced tea is ordered all the time."
Mm-hmm.
I hear people order sweet tea from McDonald's. Yep. He also says, like the rest of us, that he didn't even know you could order hot tea until a month ago.
Yep.
I think I've seen that. They have the little canisters that, you know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was hot water, and then you could make your own tea.
Well, I think that's what it really is.
They have
that's
packets
it,
or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Brewing hot tea, probably. Well, a new survey shows Halloween costumes that American parents think are offensive, and it's not that surprising. Topping the list is Anne Frank and other Holocaust costumes. I didn't even know that was a thing. Blackface, Confederate flags, and transphobic costumes round out the top five. I thought all of those would be welcome because it's a scary joke, mm-hmm. right? Especially transphobic costumes. You would think it would be, I don't know, maybe their time to shine or something. I don't know. Former President Trump is going to deliver on his promise, he says, Ken, to connect with supporters online again. He plans to launch a new social media network called Truth Social next year. He claims it will stand up to companies such as Twitter and Facebook, which have both banned him. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I don't really care what he does.
Well, As long as he runs for president in 2024, I don't care.
He's going to run.
I know. So what do you think his chances are right now?
I think they're good.
Yeah, probably.
Because, as I've said before, there's nobody else out there. I don't care if Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever.
Yeah, there's no – I mean, the closest thing, I think, is Governor DeSantis in Florida, and he would probably – bow out to Trump and, like, maybe be his vice president contender. But I think he's probably the only one. And if Trump wanted it, he'd probably let him have it. But.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. Come right back. Frankfort City Police Department next on Wido's Party Line.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Got a clock on the dot. Kevin, Keith, and the Party Line.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, with over 45 years' experience, is used to covering just about anything you can imagine. Auto, home, farm, life, even Medicare coverage. All the items that are your biggest investment. Michelle and her team know how to give you affordable coverage you can count on. Plus, stop in and find out how easy and affordable health insurance can be. Stop in at 337 Kentwood Drive in Frankfort or call 654-0287. For Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Caring for you is what we do.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
Come on down and see Michelle at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives just off the square at 50 West Clinton Street in Frankfort. Open Monday and Tuesday by appointment. Call 765-652-2504. They have limited hours but an unlimited selection of primitives and antiques to make any room of your home more beautiful. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives open 10 to 4 every Wednesday through Saturday. Come see all the new items added weekly at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where they remind you to surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.